Investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing. Securities offered through Liberty Group, member FINRA, SIPC.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC. And the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. Oh, here he comes. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, President and CEO of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's David Hollander.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners. You need some of that this morning on this gray morning. Wake you up. Good morning. Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, your host. It's so great to be here with you this morning. For those just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, well, they call me the Sandman. That's right, I'm the Sandman because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. That's because I'm an attorney and a financial advisor. We're live in the studio right now in downtown Oakland, so if you have a question, maybe you got sued this week and you want to know what you should do, well, give us a call. There's operators standing by right here in the studio, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. Or if you don't want to be on the air, I know that's sometimes a little bit scary, you can always tweet me a question at PYA Radio, stands for Protect Your Assets, at PYA Radio. Right now. So the kids are grown, your mortgage is almost paid off, and now you're approaching retirement. Do you really need that life insurance policy anymore? I mean, let's face it, you have Social Security, your 401k seems to be enough to meet your expenses, so why should you keep paying for that life insurance if you don't really need it? You've paid for your life insurance and it just sits there. Is there anything you could do to help you meet some of your expenses in retirement? Well, during today's show, I'm going to help you explore that question. Do I really need life insurance in retirement? And discover, if you have it, how you might use it in a way you probably never considered. This is one episode you don't want to miss out on. So I'm going to compare the pros, cons, the different types, and whether you should own life insurance in retirement. I'm going to give you a real education this morning, so keep it right here. Now, let's get started. I'm going to call this the market's wild road to nowhere. In fact, each week right now, we're seeing the market go through an entire investment cycle in an afternoon. It's just unbelievable. Call it volatile flatness, if you will. The market's trajectory this past week, and in the weeks since February, during the correction, you may remember that. It's a microcosm of what we've been experiencing lately. Sell-offs, rallies, sell-offs, rallies. The Dow finished this week off 0.2%, S&P 500 off 0.2%, and the NASDAQ up 1.3% due to that tech sector that rallied 3.2%, huge. Then we get into what happened. So China this week, you may remember the Dow fell 400 points Thursday morning at the bottom. The team's over there talking to the leaders of China, trying to figure out what's going to happen. We have Mnuchin, Wilbur, this whole team trying to figure out where this is going to go. No one really knows what's going to happen. The best case we could hope for is that China stops stealing our technical information. But I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. And we obviously have to see what the Treasury is going to do because they're coming up with a list of things they want fixed. And then Congress is supposedly going to get involved. So this, I think, will continue. And you'll see more headlines coming out of there that will obviously drive the market. Friday, we saw the Dow rally 332 points. And this was due to the unemployment number. The April jobs report came out. It was up 3.9%. 3.9 for unemployment. That's a pretty good number. That's pretty strong. However, the number of jobs, 164,000, was less than anticipated. Wage growth rose 2.6%. Everyone's looking for 3.9%. So it wasn't quite as great as we'd like to have seen. But right now, what's in the background? It's the Fed. The Fed is what's really going to drive this market, depending on what they do. Wednesday, they came out, no raise, but they said there's more likely raises to come. So I think you're going to see the next one in June. I think June will probably be when they raise, and then we may see one again in September. But right now, they said that they like the pace of the economy, that inflation's moving along with their target around 2%. And it's not really a problem right now. So all that was pretty good news. We also saw that day the ADP private sector create 204,000 jobs. So overall, this economy and this recovery is broad-based, which is good. Now, what about the next opportunity, the next things that you should be thinking about for the market? Well, first and foremost, as I've been talking about, this is the midterm cycle. And traditionally, when you have a midterm election cycle, stocks suffer losses. So May, June, August, September are usually typically trouble months. The only one that's averaged positive over the last multiple years of this sort of midterm election is July. The year, however, typically ends with a bang. The S&P has averaged about a 6.4% rise, according to Barron's. So this is an area where you could see some gains, but also you may want to be taking some chips off the table because maybe you've made some money. Apple this week blew away their numbers. Remember last week we were talking about there were some naysayers, but this week they came out pretty strong, and their numbers were $2.73 versus consensus looking for 2.67. Revenues were up 16%. That's huge. And they announced they're going to do $100 billion worth of share buybacks and increase their dividends. This is all really good news. Where are some good areas where you should be thinking about right now? I think there's an overlooked area in preferreds. Preferred stocks have been around since the early 19th century. Like common stock, it offers ownership in the company, but it has a priority if the company is liquidated over the common shareholders. It's a lesser repayment priority than debt. So remember that if you're going to buy a bond, usually you have a higher level of security than you would if you had a preferred, but the preferred is above the common. So in terms of payback, that's how that works. Now, preferreds come in several forms, and generally they're callable after 5 or 10 years, and they can also be what's known as perpetual, which means it has no set maturity or buyout date. Now, Cohen and Steers recently said that the global preferred market today is about $1 trillion at the end of March this year. The people who issue these are banks. So this is what you want to look for. Banks, insurers, financial service companies, utilities, and real estate firms. And why I like these is you can see some pretty good yields right now, close to 6%. According to this article in Barron's, the average current yield for investment grade preferreds is 5.8%. I mean, where can you get 5.8%? That's pretty good. Equivalently rated corporate bonds right now are paying a 4%. Munis around 4.4, and 10-year treasuries, as you know, are about 3%, getting real close to that number. The only thing that yields more right now is junk. And junk right now is yielding about 6.4%. And we talk a lot about junk because, as you know, as rates continue to rise, junk could get hurt first. So it may not be worth it to take that extra, 0.4% or so and take all that much more risk. So think about that right now. If you have any junk bonds, you may want to be moving out of some of those and looking at preferreds. Preferreds hold another attraction when it comes to looking at their investment quality, and that's with price. Prices are less than half correlated with common stock. So if stocks fall, preferreds may have better support than the common stock would. You may remember back in 08, everything got slammed. Everything went down, including preferreds. But the volatility was not as severe as the common of the same sort of issue. So look at that. And a key reason why preferreds pay handsome quarterly dividends is that they appeal to a limited audience that isn't bothered by the lack of a firm maturity date or by the possibility of an early call that redeems the securities early. So this is a dynamic that's interesting to preferreds. And right now, the main dynamic that affects preferreds is the 10-year treasury. And with the Fed talking about keeping things on a relatively consistent pace, and it looks like rates are going to about stay the same. Credit conditions for a lot of these companies are pretty good, but do your homework. This is an area of opportunity that I think you can't afford to miss. Now, add to that also the tax treatment. You know, on the show, we talk a lot about taxes. Investors can get an after-tax boost because many of these issuers pay qualified dividends, and these are eligible for 15 to 20% tax rates. And if you're paying personal income tax up to 37% now, that 15 to 20 would be a lot better. Wouldn't it feel a lot better on your wallet? So these are things to think about when you start looking out for yield right now on your fixed income part of your portfolio. Next week, what do you got to pay attention to? Well, Wednesday, we're going to have the PPI. And you know I love that PPI report because that talks about a recession. We talk a lot about on this. So if you don't see the PPI in line with the way we talk about it, meaning that we don't see strong numbers there, then you could see a recession coming. I don't see it happening, but again, I'm going to be watching that Wednesday. Thursday, we get the consumer price report that deals with inflation. So again, that could be a market mover. There's a surprise there. So just be aware of that. And next week, we're going to continue to get more earnings from the companies. Now, what's going to happen? Earnings season's starting to wind down. And as earnings season winds down, what other news is out there to keep this market going? It's going to be a very interesting time. So obviously, you want to stay tuned and see what happens. So keep it tuned right here, because when I come back, I'm going to answer this question. How is life insurance like Rodney Dangerfield? You're going to want to keep it tuned right here and listen to that one. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Thanks for spending some time with us this morning. Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, Doc, can you scare up another round for our table over here and tell the cook this is low-grade dog food, all right?
I'm gonna need.
Welcome back. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Retiring successfully is the result of proper preparation, and no one prepares you more for retirement than The Sandman and his team. This show is dedicated to helping people with proven strategies and advice on how to achieve your retirement goals. Call the Liberty Group right now at 888-588-5818 to set up your personal appointment. Operators are standing by. And now, here's your host, David Hollander.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here, because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions. On today's show, we're helping you answer the question, do I need life insurance in retirement? Life insurance is kind of like the Rodney Dangerfield of financial tools. It gets little to no respect. Yet many see life insurance as an attractive option for tax shelter, estate planning, retirement income planning, and protecting your assets. So is it right for you to have life insurance in retirement, or is it a waste of money? That's what we're going to help you answer on today's show. We all need to recognize that retirement is a different phase of life. That's because so much changes. It's the first time you start to tap your retirement savings, the first time you're going to collect Social Security, your Medicare, maybe you have a pension you have to choose. Your healthcare options change dramatically, as you know, and you start to pay taxes that you really never paid before. So I think the worst thing you could do is to keep your current plan as is, because retirement is so different. You have to look at your financial situation through a different lens. It's kind of like when you go to the eye doctor and he manipulates those little plastic things as you're looking through the machine, and you can all of a sudden see better, right? I can see that aid. It's really clear. It boils down to this. If you owe someone, or you love someone, or someone depends on you financially, then you need life insurance. Just because you're retired or old doesn't mean those three things go away. In fact, this week we met with a client who had a need to take care of their child, their disabled child. And when they're gone, they know that no one's going to be around to do that. And they want to make sure there's a certain amount of money there to take care of that child if the child needs it. But the child's on public benefits, and so it's important to put that money in a type of trust so they don't lose those public benefits when and if they receive this money. So obviously you can use life insurance to pay off debt, leave an inheritance to a child like I just mentioned. Or what about your spouse? In the event that you die, will your pension pay her or him the same amount of money that you're getting now? What about life insurance and Social Security? You're going to lose a Social Security benefit when one of you dies. And of course, the expenses don't stop coming. They're going to be about the same as they are right now. What's more is some policies, these are life insurance policies, may offer you a living benefit that can be used in the event of a terminal illness or if you need long-term care. I've had several clients I can think about here in the last couple of years who developed terminal illnesses and were able to go use that provision in their policy to get a large sum of cash now before they die to enjoy it with their family. Some believe that life insurance has high fees and expenses, and this can be true for some types of life insurance, typically variable life insurance. And there are certain types of life insurance that could be structured to be fee efficient. So let's break this down. If you want to write this down, pull out a piece of paper and a pen, and you're going to want to write these three things down. There's three types of life insurance policies that you should be considering. First, you have whole life. Next, you have universal life. And third, you have variable universal life, also known in the industry as VULs. Now, I'll start with the last. VULs tend to be the most expensive and the most at risk because here's what you gain. You gain the advantage of usually a sub-account. It could be a mutual fund, it could be a fixed account, but typically there are some sort of a managed account that has fees associated with managing it. Now, as the market goes up and down, so will these accounts because they are tied to usually some sort of a market sort of component. Now, this can also increase your investment fee because the mutual fund within these policies has other costs that you need to be aware of. So it's really important you read the prospectus before you buy anything or look at anything like this. Variable life insurance policies also get a bad rap because the insurance can become more expensive, particularly as you get older. And that's something, again, you want to take a look at. Now, other types of policies which we like, particularly for estate planning, are whole life. Whole life policies usually pay a fixed interest rate and don't really change very much in terms of the cost. So you can lock in a flat sort of fee over a period of time and know what you're going to get if you die and know what your payments are going to be if you live longer than you might think. The other one that's real popular right now is called fixed indexed universal life. And these typically link to some sort of an index like an S&P 500 index and typically cap the upside on those. Typically, you can get capped anywhere from 7 to 14%. Just depends on which ones you're looking at. But these are areas where you can know what your expenses are going to be. Again, have that fixed payment for the rest of your life if you live longer than you think and get some upside of the market. But realize you're not getting all the upside because you're going to get capped. Of course, these have fees as well, and you want to make sure you understand all these before you get into them. These types of life insurance can be considered to be an investment that can complement your portfolio and your investment plan by adding a layer of safety, security, and protection right now when the markets are so volatile. Plus, you have the potential to get consistent growth if the market continues to get better. Speaking of investment plans, do you consider yourself to be open-minded? Well, maybe you're listening to us right now and you feel pretty good about your current investment plan, that there's no need for any change. And let's face it, nothing bad has happened that warrants you to make any changes yet. Jack Welch said this, change before you have to. Why are you waiting until something bad happens to make a smart move? Waiting until something bad happens is the worst thing you can do. It's like putting your seatbelt on after the car crashed or forgetting to put your helmet on when you're riding that skateboard down the hill. Our research shows that the market right now is likely to become more volatile. Why? Because we're at a midterm election right now. And if you look back historically, the months of May, June, August, and September typically have been down, have been pretty exciting. Sure, by the end of the year, we could see a pickup, and statistically, that could happen. But you're listening to us right now, and this is a sign. Your peace of mind is too important to be sitting there wondering if your current plan is on the right track, wondering if you have enough to end up financially secure to travel and have the freedom you want in retirement. Wondering if you're saving enough? Find out if you're on the right track, and we can show you how. In our office, remember, we have a CPA, we have 4 estate planning attorneys, and 15 financial advisors who work as a team to help you through looking at investment decisions like these. Ask yourself, do you have life insurance? Maybe you forgot about it. It's probably back there in the closet somewhere, some policy you have in a drawer, right? Well, if you do, we can help you look at that and see if it can help you achieve your financial goals. Maybe you can retire earlier before you even thought it was possible. We'll walk you through what precise steps you can take right now to get the most out of your life insurance policy. Get the questions you have answered right now. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, or even savings account, a lot of people have cash in the bank. And go ahead and pick up the phone right now. And for the first 10 callers, you can have your very own Protect Your Assets life plan created just for you. And you can find out what kind of moves you can make right now to take advantage of what you already have. Now, this is absolutely no charge, but you must be one of the first 10 callers right now. So pick up the phone. I have people sitting there right now. Give them something to do. 888-588-5818. It's 888-588-5818. Get a second opinion from a team of fiduciaries right now. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets. So your kids moved out, you're debt-free. Do you really need to keep that life insurance policy, or should you cash it out? Keep it right here, because when I come back, I'm going to get into that. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. I've been down so long, it looked like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long, it looked like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you dream of a successful retirement? Let the Sandman and his team guide you towards a smart retirement by calling 888-588-5818 and scheduling an appointment today. And now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. Today, you've tuned into likely the most important program you're going to hear this weekend. Other shows are busy pitching you annuities of the week or an expensive collection of mutual funds. We're helping you answer the tough financial question, your need for life insurance. Do you really need it anymore? I mean, let's face it, you bought this policy probably when you're just starting out. Maybe a friend of yours got you to buy it because you're worried about your wife or your new baby or your mortgage. I mean, these are things that just happen, right? And you all of a sudden end up with this policy, and 10, 15, 20 years down the road, you're still paying that monthly premium and you have a little bit of cash value in there. You're just wondering, what the heck? What do I do with this thing? Is it even worth it? So your need for life insurance can change throughout your life, depending on what stage of life you're in and what sort of capital you've accumulated. What kind of real estate do you have? If you're retired or approaching retirement, your house right now could be paid off. You may have plenty of assets in, say, a 401k, a retirement account, a pension. Maybe you did really well with your Apple stock. I mean, all these things add up. And so now your kids are grown, they're out of the house, and you have this question, do I need my life insurance policy anymore in retirement? Is it going to help me? Many people don't view life insurance as a vital part of retirement. Why? Because they think it just pays a death benefit. But guess what? Retirement can also be benefited by a life insurance policy that has the ability to pay you income. Income can pay you tax-free if you do it right. And life insurance can provide that sort of a benefit if it's properly integrated into your entire financial plan. Right now, interest rates are starting to move up, but the 10-year Treasury still hasn't settled at 3% as of yesterday, still right below there. So rates are still low when you look at them historically. And sure, they're starting to rise. Bonds and CDs are not really that attractive when you look at those kind of rates. Most people still need some safe investment in their portfolio. They need some sort of a guarantee from an insurance company. Again, there's only as good as the claims paying ability of that company. So think about positioning life insurance as a substitute for bonds in your retirement account. Right now, bonds have very little upside. Why is that? Because rates aren't moving that quickly. And right now you see them paying in the 1% to 3% range. Yet, what about the risk of holding those bonds? No one talks about that. When rates start to move, in fact, we saw this about 2 weeks ago. Remember when the bond market got really excited and we saw that 10-year Treasury move quickly and you saw a lot of the longer-term bonds move 10 to 20% on the downside. This happened because price appreciation. As interest rates rise, bonds can be particularly sensitive, especially if they're longer out in the maturity range. Now, if you have a mutual fund of bonds right now, you probably don't know what your maturity range is. And so what you need to figure out is, what is the average maturity on my bond fund right now? And if you're 12 years out or longer, you're going to be looking at some trouble when those rates continue to rise because they're more volatile. And that's what I was talking about earlier on the show when I was talking about junk bonds. A lot of people right now are getting over 6% yield, and they're real excited about that, and they're proud to talk about it. But when those rates start rising again, they're not going to be talking about it. So I'm just telling you right now, you got to look at that, and you got to figure out, what do you have? So the downside can be very significant. You may have to remember back to 2008. What was the downside in some of those junk bonds or some of the higher yielding bonds that you could buy? You may remember this. I remember when the California munis, these were, you know, perfectly good municipal bonds, were down 20, 25, 30%. I mean, those days can come back in a heartbeat. So don't not pay attention to that. So you might want to consider using your whole life policy or a whole life policy as a substitute or as some portion or percentage of your bond account. Why? Because life insurance can provide bond-like returns of 3 to 5% without the interest rate of a bond. Of course, there's going to be a life insurance cost because all life insurance has one common feature, which is when you die, it pays a death benefit, and that costs something. But you can also look at the total return when you look at a life insurance policy as part of your investment plan. Now, how could you use life insurance to create tax-free income in retirement? There are policies out there that give you the ability to take loans against them if they're properly structured. Now, these types of policies, you pay in a premium. It has a death benefit. But your goal may be to pull out tax-free income at some point in the future. You usually need to give these at least 5+ years to build up cash value before you start getting into them. But the nice part about some of these policies is that as you take the money out, it is tax-free. And you need to stay on top of this because if you don't, you can create what's called a modified endowment contract. And if you do that, then the income you've received and you're going to continue to receive becomes taxable and frustrates the entire plan. So a lot of people, as they start to do this, will think about, well, I'm getting this income check. I see the illustration. It says it's going to pay me $18,000 a year for the rest of my life. That's great. But what if it doesn't? What if the market doesn't return the way the illustration promised? So you may have looked at an illustration. It was illustrated 8.5%. Or there's other people on the air here talk about all the time, 12, 14%. That's not reality, folks. Again, that's my opinion, but it's not reality. I think a more realistic type of number is in the 7% range. When you're looking at, say, a fixed index universal life policy. Again, it depends on the policy and what you're doing, but look at the illustration. And one of the first things we always look at is what was the illustrated rate? Because I love when people come in here and they say, oh, I'm going to have $22,000 a year when I turn 65 and it's guaranteed. And I say, no, it's not. What do you mean? Well, look right there on the illustration. They're illustrating at 8.5% or 9% or 10%. That's not right. You're not going to get that. It's not guaranteed. Really? Well, it's not that way. So you have to really understand what it is you're buying and what you're getting and be realistic about it. Again, this is not equities. These are not stocks we're talking about here. We're talking about safe money. We're talking about lower returns. And when you think about safe money, I always ask people to do this. Look at the 10-year treasury. What is the 10-year treasury paying right now? It's about 2.98%. So that's what the rates are. Rates are still low. So stop thinking about I deserve 5 or 6 or 7%. No, you don't. It just is not the market right now. And if someone tells you you're going to get, you know, 6 or 7% is 100% safe, that's not true right now. Just not. So think about that as you look at putting together an investment plan for your stuff. Now, this is complicated. These sort of things are not easy, and I highly encourage you to find someone who knows a lot about this, someone who has been doing this for multiple years, who's seen multiple cases. Why? Because here's what's going to happen. You're going to buy this policy or buy a policy or change your policy, and you're going to go down a few, 4, 5, 6 years, and then something's going to happen. And you're going to go to the advisor, maybe it's a new advisor, and they don't know what to do in that situation because they've never seen it before. So it's really important that when you sit down with somebody, you make sure they have experience. Experience in this industry is worth a lot because you've seen a lot of cases. And you can't really buy experience. It's just like you know it when you see it. You feel it. You get it. This business is no different. So when you look at life insurance, remember, it is complicated. It's a complicated product. It's important you understand it. It's important you get all the information before you buy it. Now, what gets life insurance? It's your health. So I don't care how wealthy you are. If you're not healthy, you're not getting life insurance. I remember a story. I had a gal here lived in Piedmont. She was worth $50 million, and she had a big-time estate tax problem, big time. And we tried to set up a irrevocable life insurance trust with the life insurance policy. But guess what? She couldn't get the life insurance. So the whole plan didn't work because she can't get it. She wasn't healthy enough to get life insurance. So remember, once your health changes, you can no longer buy it. And so if you're healthy right now, do yourself a favor and figure out if it makes sense to add this to your plan. That's why it makes a lot of sense for you to meet with our team here at the Liberty Group who looks at these kind of decisions every day. In our office, we have a CPA who's right here. We have 4 attorneys. We have a team of financial advisors who work with you as a team to figure out these kind of situations. We can help you get in front of these issues before they hit you, before it's too late, with my Protect Your Assets Life Plan. You're going to learn what steps you can take right now to make the most out of this new tax law that's upon us and how you can use it to your benefit. What do you need to be doing right now with that policy? Get your questions answered. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage account, even cash in the bank, add it all up. As long as you're at 250, pick up the phone right now. And for the first 10 callers, you can have your very own Protect Your Assets Life Plan created just for you at no charge. And we will look at your policy as well if you have a life insurance policy. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. You can pick up the phone right now. There's a member of my team who's sitting there right now ready to talk to you. Give them something to do. They're right here in my office. Call them. 888-588-5818 and request your own personal meeting to find out what you need to be doing right now. Coming up next, John D. Rockefeller said this. Now remember, he was the wealthiest American to ever live. This is what he said. The surest way to accumulate wealth, you like that word, wealth, is to not pay tax on income you're not using. Ask yourself this question. Do you really need to take that RMD right now? And are you spending all that income that it's kicking out? If not, what's a way to use the new tax code to help you pass on much more to your family? I'm going to share that with you when I come back. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you dream of a successful retirement? Let the Sandman and his team guide you towards a smart retirement by calling 888-588-5818 and scheduling an appointment today. And now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here, because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week right here. If you're retired or approaching retirement, you're probably wondering, do you really need life insurance? Well, back by popular demand, I'm going to be doing a live meeting. These are our workshop meetings in Santa Clara, and that's going to be May 10th, next Thursday night at Piotti's in Santa Clara. We have a few seats left, so there's a couple ways you can get a seat. One is go to our website, libertygroupllc.com, click on the workshops tab, and you can register right there. Or you can always call the number right now, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818, and reserve your seat right now. Want to wish a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Joy Frost. Joy, I hope you have a great birthday. This is Joy's first birthday in retirement, so enjoy it, Joy. Today we're talking about life insurance. Do you really need it in retirement? Well, most retirees have an IRA, 401k, TSP, or other type tax-deferred retirement account that they're going to be passing on to their beneficiary. In fact, if you think about it, your retirement account is probably the largest financial asset that you have. So not only is it the largest asset you have, it's probably the most tax infested. That's right, infested. Ed Slott, who's a CPA, well-known nationally, had a show on PBS for a while. He's been called America's IRA expert, and he believes there's a better way, a more tax-efficient way for your beneficiaries to receive their inheritance. Listen, no one's a bigger fan of the so-called stretch IRA than me. I've been touting its benefits for the last 18 years, but the stretch IRA is a term that describes how an inherited IRA can be extended or stretched over the lifetime of an individual IRA beneficiary if the IRA was set up properly and the beneficiary takes it after the person dies. But here's the problem with the stretch IRA. It may be on the chopping block. Congress right now is constantly looking for new revenue and may soon replace the stretch IRA with a five-year rule. So instead of extending distributions from an inherited IRA over your beneficiary's lifetime, the beneficiary is going to have to withdraw the entire inherited IRA by the end of the fifth year. Now think about that. If you had to divide your IRA up into five equal payments, what's that going to do to your son who's now making $100,000 a year here locally or more? Big taxes. This is going to diminish the long-term benefits of leaving that IRA to the beneficiaries. So now could be a good time to explore the replacement of that stretch IRA with something even better. Life insurance. Life insurance has three huge advantages over the stretch IRA. First, life insurance distributions to your beneficiary are tax-free. Not estate tax-free, but income tax-free. An inherited IRA can be stretched, and the distributions will generally be taxable to the beneficiaries as they receive it. But if you did a Roth IRA, distributions will generally be tax-free to the beneficiary, but the Roth IRA is paid for using funds that are after tax. You could leverage those funds better, possibly, again, depending on your health, with life insurance. Taking taxes out of the picture gives your beneficiary more leeway when they get that money. Second, life insurance is not subject to that RMD, the required minimum distribution. Inherited IRAs are subject to RMDs. Whether the beneficiary needs the money or not, this is important. You may be, say, 35 years old and receive an inherited IRA from your grandfather. You're going to have to start taking distributions out immediately and for the rest of your life. That's going to add to your taxes. This forced distribution hurts that tax sheltering that went on in that IRA all those years. In addition, calculating RMDs on inherited IRAs can be really challenging for most people. And this can result in penalties if you don't take the exact amount of RMD properly. Third, life insurance is not buried with complicated tax rules. Inherited IRAs are subject to confusing and tricky tax rules that make it more likely that an IRA beneficiary is going to blow the stretch IRA and end up with a tax problem instead of something that you wanted to create for them. So moving an inherited IRA correctly can cause the account to be taxable because a non-spouse IRA beneficiary can't do a rollover. Most beneficiaries do not know this and they get it wrong. We see this all the time. Inherited IRA funds can't be rolled over into a beneficiary's own IRA. You have to set up a different type of an account. It's called an inherited IRA and has to be set up exactly right. That will treat the distribution correctly, but if you don't do it right, then you're going to get taxed, and that's going to be what's called a premature distribution. You're going to have income taxes, and that's going to end that inherited IRA that you tried to set up for your beneficiaries. Beneficiaries aren't aware of these tax traps until it's too late, and they get that 1099, and then they're wondering, what the heck happened? That creates different planning scenarios, which can lead to more tax mistakes if the rules are not followed precisely. So if clients want to ensure an inherited IRA is not squandered by beneficiaries, they would usually have to set up a trust and make that trust the IRA beneficiary and include restrictive provisions. But this is expensive. You need an attorney. And you need to have an attorney who's familiar with what's called a IRA conduit IRA trust. Many of these trusts can backfire if they're not done right. They can become taxable. And especially if they don't adhere to the tax rules, you can have a really big problem if you're leaving that to your estate. Even if the trust is done perfectly, it still can result in ultra high taxes on the IRA distribution that end up being taxed at a trust tax rate, which typically is the highest tax rate in the code. Life insurance can also be left to a trust, but since the distribution from that life insurance is tax-free and there's no complicated IRA tax rules, the insurance can be distributed to the beneficiary, or you can lock it up in a trust to protect your daughter from that boyfriend you don't like. According to the client's wishes, however you want to do this, we can help you structure it, but you have to understand it's complex and you need help. So life insurance could be better, could be more efficient for post-death planning than an inherited IRA. But how do you know? You got to begin the transition from IRAs to life insurance. If you want to pass as much as possible to your heirs, it could pay down your IRA funds, pay the tax at today's low tax rates, and then use those after-tax funds to fund a life insurance policy. Your beneficiary will most likely end up with more than they would if you did the inherited IRA route, and without all the tax rules to comply with. Best of all, life insurance proceeds, remember, are tax-free. So I've created this episode today to protect your assets, especially for you, because at the Liberty Group, we help our clients by integrating their investments and their taxes. That's because investment planning that incorporates tax efficiency with the rules around estate planning is the best kind of plan. Do you want an average plan or do you want the best plan? Listen, with the massive new tax law changes, the best thing you can do right now is plan smart. That's what we do with our clients proactively. Think of it this way. When was the last time your financial advisor asked to see a copy of your tax return? Let that sink in for a moment. You're listening to today's show so you can understand how tax reform is going to impact you. So you can take advantage of all the new changes that are in this 500-plus page tax code. And if your advisor doesn't know your tax situation intimately, if they aren't asking to review your tax return each year, that should concern you. Because how could your plan be tax efficient if your investment plan and person doesn't understand your situation? How can your plan be optimized to take advantage of all the opportunities that are out there right now? You keep hearing about them. Our president keeps talking about them. But what are they? Find out. I can tell you, as someone who's in this business, that you cannot have an investment strategy that's tax efficient and fully integrated without first understanding your tax situation every single year because it changes so frequently. It's like a radiologist not looking at an x-ray or a CAT scan, but telling you where the fracture is. This is complicated. In our office, we have a CPA. We have four estate planning attorneys and a team of financial advisors who are sitting here wanting to help you. The way I see it, there's two types of taxpayers, the informed and the uninformed. Who do you think pays more in taxes? We'd like to help you. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, savings account, go ahead and add them all up. If you're at $250,000 or more, you can pick up the phone right now. For the first 10 callers right now, you can have your own Protect Your Assets life plan created just for you at no charge. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. Pick up the phone and talk to a member of my team right now. Dial this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that number, 888-588-5818. And find out about your Stretch IRA and how we can improve upon it. Give us a call. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Have a great weekend. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Making the cutest that I've ever seen.
We hope you enjoyed the show, and more importantly, we hope you learned something valuable. We'll be back next week at the same time, same place.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence, and that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Callers should not provide their full names while on the air. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances.
The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent, number 0B48569.
Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions.